Liz, talk to me a little bit about maybe some of those specifics you said you've learned from Keegan and from others. Maybe give me a couple of things that would be helpful to young people. What are a couple of the things you have learned?
I think one of the real big ones for me is that Keegan is a very, very confident woman, and she's never one to say, like, oh, we probably can't do that. I mean, there is absolutely nothing that Keegan doesn't believe that she can do with her mindset, and she's absolutely right. And she's spread that a lot with the girls, and especially with me. I've learned a lot from her in that regard. And I think some of the other things there's certainly training pieces that I've learned. I spend a lot of time skiing behind her and the other girls, trying to learn specific technique goals that I'm trying to master, or, pushing each other in intervals. That's been a huge part. Learning, like, so where is Jesse better than me, and where am I better than Keegan, and learning from each other that way. So I think those have been really big ones for me.
I know Marty Hall will be after me. If I one question he always likes to know is about what your hourly training numbers are.
Oh yeah, I actually just totaled up mine for last year, and I was at 835 hours last year. So I think I doubt I'll go up too much from that. If not, maybe even a little less going into the Olympic year this year. But yeah, it's certainly quite a few hours, and we'll see.
And you were on the Olympic team in Vancouver, and you have that in the back of your mind, and certainly you've been moving forward a lot. The Olympic year has always had a very unique kind of character. It breathes differently knowing that those 2 weeks in February are coming up quickly. For you and your planning, what do you see is unique for you? Like, tell me about, I know you like the Tour de Ski. You've done well there. Tell me, will you do the Tour de Ski? What will you do maybe differently in an Olympic cycle?
Yeah, some of the things that I've been thinking about, I will do the Tour de Ski, barring any injuries or health issues. I think that's worked out really well for me in terms of getting me in shape to then kind of peak a little bit later. Some of the other things I've been thinking about it are maybe not training quite as many hours this year, and maybe focusing more on some quality sessions, such as I find that I have trouble responding to any really big moves that girls make out there, and I can't quite close gaps. So I want to make sure that I have these gears that I can access and recover in the middle of workouts. So can you hear me, Peter?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, listeners. We just a little bit. Liz is on a cell phone in Vermont. Well, okay, that makes perfect sense. I want to talk to you about something that you're pretty adept at, and that is handling the pain cave. Matt Whitcomb has said to me and others that the harder the race is, the better you do. And now we segue back to the infamous climb at Alpes-sur-Mer. You seem to just love this stuff. Physiologically, biomechanically, you're very well suited to it. Tyler Hamilton, his recent book, talked about, that he just loved pain and could deal with it. How do you deal with that question of pain?
I think in endurance sports, or any other sport really, but especially in endurance sports, and I like the longer races, you have to be really willing to suffer out there. I mean, it's not always a comfortable feeling. I think over the years, it's become a pretty normal feeling for all of us, that can be uncomfortable and sometimes really, I guess I deal with it just because it has become almost normal for me. Pretty much, for our ourselves, and gave a lot of people calling in. Never been told training be in off season as well as during the season. So so I, you know, a lot of it is physical. You have to be the fittest athlete in the world to win, but you also need to have a really strong head. And so I like to focus on that a little bit.
Okay. Well, indeed, you are very strong. Ending the season with a 30K win in Truckee. So what's the summer like for you, Liz?
Yeah, I will go back out to Park City and train full-time out there, with the exception of our camps, which we have four of them throughout the year, one in Bend, Oregon, the last in Lake Placid, New York, and then one in Park City and Canmore, Alberta. So we'll have three camps on snow. I may or may not try and go over to Europe or Scandinavia at some point if something comes up. But basically just training full-time from here until, November when we leave. The season comes up really quickly.
Now, before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit that you have been quite injury-free in your career, although at one point, and I guess it might have been around the time of Vancouver, you suffered from plantar fasciitis. You have to monitor that pretty carefully, Liz.
Really lucky with injuries, and I have, over the past few years, tended to be fairly healthy as well. That's been really good. The plantar fasciitis is... Feet are a funny thing. You use them, you know, doing everything. It's kind of like your back. And you really got to take care of those special. So I kind of keep up and with all of my and make sure that I'm really careful with it because technically it is really hard to get rid of. So,
Liz, we're still having a little difficulty hearing you on the cell phone. I don't know. Are you still with us now?
Yeah, I am here. Do you hear me now, Peter?
Yeah, it's sort of coming in a little bit in and out on that. I didn't hear all that you had to say about that injury, but you're very careful with your feet and everything else too. And Liz, you're listening live to Talking with the Gravy Train. Our guest today, Liz Steven, and we've really enjoyed talking to her. Liz, going into this Sochi season and all that you have now built up, you must feel confident.
Yeah, for sure. It's last year was a dream season, and I'm really excited to hopefully go to my second Olympics and build on Vancouver and beyond, and of course to have all of my teammates around me and build on that success is it's really exciting for sure.
Do you have performance objectives for the games at this point in time, or how do you respond to any kind of journalist or anybody who'll say, well, how are you going to do at the Olympics? What do you say?
Well, I have I have two goals. I really believe that our women's team can win a medal in the 4x5K relay. We showed that we're one of the best teams at the World Championships and as well at the World Cup in Yalovari. So I have high hopes that we can win a medal in Sochi there. And there's also a 30-kilometer skate race that I'm definitely zeroed in on and having medal goals for myself with that race as well.
Well, Liz, it's wonderful to talk to you, and I really appreciate you taking the time with us. It's a remarkably busy time, I think, for a lot of athletes as everybody is getting sort of back in the saddle again. But, Liz, all the best to you, and we'll see you out there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Peter.
I'm wishing you all the best. So that's Liz Steven, everybody, on the program today. As always, we'd like to know what you think about the program and suggest a topic and an interviewer for another time. For now, though, this is Peter Graves saying thanks very much for joining us, and so long.